Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Reverend Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for building people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Right to his arms.
Close your eyes as we share a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, speak to us this morning. Let your word have free course and let it be glorified. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. Let your word have free course. Let your word have free course. Maria Kasakala, speak to the Lord, somebody. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Shira baba zodore kebro sokotori kebro sokotonde. We worship you, Lord. We give you the praise. We honor you, Lord. And we say, have the preeminence in our lives. Let this time in your presence, let it be time well spent. We give you glory and we give you praise. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Title of my sermon is Those Who Build. Those Who Build. The Lord has laid on my heart to share this sermon with you. I will introduce it today and then we'll continue by the grace of God next week. Those who build. Turn to somebody and say, those who build. Those who build. I'm going to read possibly three scriptures. The first one is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew 16, verse 18. The second one is from the same Gospels, from Luke chapter 6, verse 46. The same thing is also in Matthew chapter 7. But we'll read Matthew 16, 18, Luke chapter 6, from verse 46. And then hopefully we shall read Nehemiah chapter 2, the last verse, that is verse 20. Those who build. In this world, there are two kinds of people. There are those who build and there are those who use. This message is supposed to jolt you out of your seat. It's supposed to sort of put some fire in your bottom. That will help you. Tell somebody, fire in the bottom. Pastor, you should edit those things now. You should also edit your mind. I believe that this sermon is going to galvanize somebody, to spur somebody on, to push somebody on, that he will be a builder in Jesus' name. And when I say building, I mean building. Hallelujah. Building three things. Building your spiritual life. Building your, if I say, your normal life. And actually building structures in this world. Whether it is, let me even add a fourth one. That is building structures. Building structures and then building buildings. Tell somebody, I'll build. Look at the next person and say, I'm gonna build. It doesn't matter how he looked at you. He said, the way you are looking at me, I don't think you believe me. It doesn't matter whether the next person believes you or not. I want you to know that God believes you. God believes you can build. I say, God believes you can build. Because you see, you are created in the image of God. And throughout the Bible, you see God a builder. God built the world when it was in chaos. Are you in Matthew 16 verse 18, the first scripture that I said? Matthew 16 verse 18, too much technology sometimes can take you away from, because you are waiting for it to come on the screen and then you open your Bible. Too much technology, it can lead us astray. Huh? Yeah. God built from the chaos that existed in the book of Genesis chapter 1. He built. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Before the discovery of electrovoltaic law, there was light from God. Is it not a good thing to put your hands together for the Lord? Before light was discovered by whoever discovered light, Faraday, there was light from God. Unfortunately, in certain parts of the world, from the day God said, let there be light, they have not even seen one electricity before. May it not be so in your life. May there be light all the time in your life. God is a builder. Now let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus had asked a serious question from verse 13. Bible says when they came by the coast of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus turned and asked his disciples a question. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, I am? And they started giving all sorts of answers. Some say you are Elias. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are the prophet. And Jesus continued to say, but who do you say that I am? And then Peter, speaking by the Spirit of God, said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Jesus told Peter, the flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And Jesus went on to say in verse 18, are you in church? Before you realize I've finished preaching. Those who build. One of the legacies you can leave for your children is to leave a house. You understand? I'm glad my father left something you can call a house. Do you understand? With wall and gates and everything. Roof, rooms, toilets. Someone say a house. Is it not nice when somebody leaves a house for you? Yeah. And I'll be sure or dream some see a dying to say Adaka. You took away the Bibeko. But it's good. I'm prophesying over somebody's life. Your father didn't leave you a house, but you will leave a house for your children. Say amen. Maybe your father left you one house, but you live more than a house for your children. Say amen. Amen. Pastor Namia, me rife. And me shame busu yamua. I say, ma wukam wo diye beche. I want you to know that according to your faith, so shall it be. And I'm preaching to you so that you can build up your faith. Jesus said, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this what? Rock. There's been a lot of confusing Christian analysis on this particular verse, especially on the word rock. On this rock, I will build my church. Some people are saying, in fact, there's one denomination that says that because of this, Peter is the first pope, and all of us, we are following Peter. But I don't believe that. Peter has a very important place in the scriptures. But I believe when Jesus was speaking, he was talking about the revelation that Peter was given by the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Tell somebody, Christ, the Son of the living God. One more time, Christ, the Son of the living God. Not Christ, the son of Kanye West, the musician who wants to name his child Christ with a K. But Christ, it is upon this revelation, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If you are born again, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Why did I do that? I wanted you to know that if Jesus said I will build, and if we have the Spirit of Christ in us, then it means you would also build in Jesus' name. Say, I will build. Two kinds of people, those who build and those who use. I don't think there's anything wrong in using a building. Because sometimes pride can also make you say that, hey, media, anything that I want, I'll build it. I don't think when you say that, there's something wrong. Because truth be told, it's not everything that you use in this world that in effect you yourself you build. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is just common sense. The chair you are sitting on, did you build it? Yeah, you didn't even build this building. You may have bought it. Do you understand? Which is also something else. But it's not everything per se. But I believe in the large, if you're going to enjoy this world, you must learn to have the mind of a builder. This is an introduction. I'll not speak long. I'll just read the next verses and then we'll continue. But I believe by the Holy Spirit that as you listen to this sermon and as you go out of here, the desire to build, that which would motivate you, the motivation to build. Because there are people who are just there, using anything that comes their way. And in fact, the danger even about not building is that you tend to become a big-time critic. By the grace of God, I'll show you in the Bible. The danger is when you criticize everything because you have not built something before. When you see people building, the tendency is that, it's like people who have not sweated for their money before. Eh? And they think that everything should fall in their lap. When they see people with money, maybe driving, and then moving around, let's say, oh, don't mind them. This one will be cocaine money. Who understands what I'm saying? Because to you, everything should come cheapside. So once you see somebody with something, to him, to you, it was cheapside. But it's not so. In all labor, there's profit. A lot of people, what they have sweated. It's not easy to make money, oh. By now, who has realized that it's not easy to make money? If you have not realized, I pity you. I pity you because it means that you are operating in another world. Yeah. They say, oh, but me, my father is rich. If somebody may even leave something for you, but if you don't know how to hold it well, it can slip out of your fingers like that. The Bible even says, don't you know that money has wings like a bird? Is somebody listening to me? So the earlier you begin to learn the skills of being able to build, being able to establish something, being able to say that I'm laying a foundation. And when I say this, I'm not just talking about a building like true, but I'm talking about even maybe a business, even something like your Christian life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must get to the point where you rise up and you say, I will build something before I die. Can I hear you say it? Say, I will build something before I die. Every leader builds something. In one of Bishop's books, one of the best books I've read in my life, is called Art of Leadership. We call it AOL. In chapter 59, the chapter is, build something if you are a leader. Build. He spoke about Solomon. The thing Solomon built. Somebody following me this morning. Let's go to the next scripture that I said. I said we're going to read, I think, Luke chapter 6. Yeah. Just reading the scriptures and then we'll close. It's an introduction. It's setting your mind on the need to be a builder. Those who build. If for to now you have categorize yourself in the company of those who just consume. Hey, I want you to reposition your life. Pastor, but me, the way I am old, how can I build? Shit! I remember about 10 years ago, 10 or 9 years ago, I was being sent as a missionary. And I went to say bye-bye to one of my friend's father who was virtually also, like, I had a lot of respect for him. When I went, he was about 80 years old, or about 79. Eesh. At that age, almost 80, as I went to him and I said that, Daddy, I just came to say bye-bye to you. He said, then he held my hand and said, come, bruh. When God show a damn for a mercy. Come and let me show you the new building I'm building at 80 years old. Eesh. He took me by the hand. I think we drove somewhere. I saw a story building, and it was a school. He was showing me, a higher class one, a higher class two, a higher class three, a Brahmincha headmaster in office. I said, hey! And we're descending steps, and he was kind of at 80-something. May you be building at 80-something in the name of Jesus. My mother is 80 years old. And she will call me and then she will say that, look, there's some land that my father has left. We should come and build something there. And you should go and see her. Supervising, the last time I went there, I don't know what I saw. It. There were blocks packed. She has supervised people to make blocks at 80 years old. To make what? Blocks. If you don't know how to say the English, just say the fancy. Say block. The English is block, the fancy is brock. That's all. And she was organizing. Is somebody listening to me? I believe you can build something before you die. Say amen. Luke chapter 6, we are just about to read something about some people who built. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus says, and why call me Lord and do not the things which I say? Are you there in verse 46? I'm speaking to the church today. If you say you're a Christian, God is using me to tell you one of the things he wants you to do. Hey, let me tell you how God sees you. From this particular passage that we are reading, Luke chapter 6, from verse 46, look at verse 47. It says, and whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man which built. I say, he is like a man which built. He is like a man which built. Meaning that when God is looking at his children, he sees them in the image of builders. He sees them in the image of people who do what? Who build. May you build something in the name of Jesus. I say, may you build something in the name of Jesus. Finally, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. I said this is a very short sermon. If you don't believe me, I think you got your belief system wrong. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. Nehemiah is before Psalms. So if you're in Psalms, just go back, go to Job, go to Esther, and you'll find yourself in Nehemiah. Are you glad you came to church? Very simple sermon. I believe if you do not understand this sermon, I don't know, maybe we need to take you to a deliverance home. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this congregation that it shall be a congregation of builders, people who have the desire to build. People who believe that they are stronger. People who shall say like Caleb, that now I am stronger. The Lord give me this mountain till I die. That there shall be people who shall rise up in the spirit and they shall say that, hey, my mother didn't do it, my father didn't do it, but I will do it. People who shall say that because the Lord is on my side, I shall not be afraid, I shall move forward. People who shall not sit down and say that there is a lion in the street, but they shall move forward. And as they move forward, Lord, you shall strengthen them. You shall strengthen them that they will be able to say that because you will prosper them, they will arise and they will build. Somebody said, yes, Lord. In verse 20 of Nehemiah chapter 2, the Bible says, and this is Nehemiah speaking. Nehemiah, just a little background, he was a cupbearer. He occupied a great place in the palace of the king. He was the king's cupbearer. In his own words, I'll talk about that later, but he had heard of the ruins of Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem. He had heard of it. Some people had traveled. He was in another town. Some people had traveled. And he asked him, Efieti, saying, how is home? And said, Chale, Efie Boko, Nemo, our walls are broken down. And then he took it upon himself. He said, I am going to do something about it. That's Nehemiah. And through to his promise to himself, he didn't just say it. As some of us say it, and we stop there, he made a move. In America, they say, don't just talk the talk. Walk the talk. Tell someone, don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. My father had a CD, 45. I don't know whether it was a 45 or the 70, something. It talked about vulture. Pete, do you know vulture? Do you know the song? Thank God you came to church. Otherwise, I know somebody who will say I'm making the story up. How did the song go? Ochina Missy Maiden. Hey! I want to encourage somebody here that don't wait till tomorrow. Start now. Anything that you have to do, start now. Today. Today is the day you have. Let's read Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. This was his response to some enemies who came trying to cause him not to build. And the enemies will come. Tobias and Sambalat. Who is aware, who realized that in this world, when you want to do something, there are all sorts of opposition, enemies. Say, Sambalat and Tobias, who are trying to, as it were, pull you down, trying to discourage you, telling you that it will not work. Let me tell you, those who have done something that it worked, it didn't mean that they also didn't have the enemies. But in the face of the enemies, and the enemy may not even be an outside person, so that the enemy may be inside you. Paul said, within were fierce. Do you understand? Even inside you, you might be afraid. But like they said, courage is not the absence of fear. But courage is pushing on even in the presence of fear. In fact, it is, if you are not afraid, there's something wrong with you. Because fear is a sign of humanity. Fear is what? A sign of humanity. It's only fools who are not afraid. Yeah, it's only fools who are not afraid. That's why they say fools tread where angels fear to tread. Listen very carefully. But your fear should not be a barrier. Tell somebody your fear should not be a barrier. Sometimes you hear all sorts of things in the community. Oh my you. Don't tell anybody. If you tell somebody, they will kill you. By the time you realize you have become like Job. The thing that I feared is shall come upon me. But you're a Christian. You're not supposed to back down when there's fear. Because fear has torment. Fear has what? Torment. Fear will trouble you. Fear would incapacitate you. Fear would, it would abet you. I don't know how to say it, but it will make you stuck. You can't do anything because you are crippled with fear. In Lighthouse, we have something we call it paralysis by analysis. Tell somebody, paralysis by analysis. Where you sit down before you do something. Nana, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I am all for your marriage. I will support you fully. Too much analysis, we can't do it. Too much. We have to analyze to a point. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Proverbs 13:16 says that we should use knowledge to a point. But sometimes when we analyze too much, see, when I was going to marry my wife, and we were about to build a family, if I'd considered her, when I got to know my wife, she had a visa, she was on her way to UK. She had gone, she had come, and then slightly, she's going. Tell somebody, she's going. Oh, I mean, she showed me the passport, say, a team say, UK visa, team, a boom. If I look at all those things, and she was the last born in her family, do you understand? She's called Fofo, meaning five girls. When you go to the house, they are all looking at you like that. Hey, look at someone say, oh, poor man. All of them is like, Charlie, I don't speak God. They are speaking God. They are all there. If I look at all those things, at a point in time, she was working in some area where big men and things, and me, I don't get bicycle self. Hey! Hey! I said, I don't get bicycle self. I remember I spoke to he wasn't a church member, but somebody I interacted. And he was lamenting of how his beloved had left him. Not in this church, another place. And I was saying that what happened, he said, Pastor, I was with this girl. I helped this girl. I took her to school. Everything just before we got married. And these are his words. He said, a demon driving a car came to take the girl away. Tell somebody, a demon driving a car. These are the guy's own words. Say, a demon driving a car. Look, I tell you, do not be afraid. Don't look at the opposition. Look at the reward. In fact, sometimes the size of your opposition determines the size of your reward. Are you with me? The size of your opposition determines the size of your reward. When Goliath stood in front of the battlements and the strength of Israel and was taunting them and was speaking and all those things. When David came, young boy from the farm, do you know he was not too interested in the size, in the bigness? She was not interested whether Goliath's head was big like bucket size 38. That was not his interest. He was not bothered whether Goliath was a giant or not. If you like, read your Bible. He didn't go into all those things. His first question was, after he asked what was happening, he said, what shall be given to this man, the man who destroyed this giant? Are you understanding what I'm saying? David was interested in the reward. May you be interested in the reward in Jesus' name. Sometimes you look too much at the pain and then you forget about the gain. Because I'm a Christian. I am a humble person. You are not humble. You are not humble. Who told you you are humble? You are not. You are probably proud. Hey, that's why it's like you have made yourselves like, no. Look also at what God is offering. As you begin to start building. Let's listen to the words of Nehemiah and then we close. Verse 20, the last verse of chapter 2. Book of Nehemiah. Wonderful book if you want to encourage yourself. No matter what situation you are going through. Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven. Yay. I don't know. I'm just about to close, but let me. He said, the God of heaven. The God of what? Heaven. What did he do? He will prosper us. Tell somebody, he will prosper you. Tell the person, he will prosper you. Ah, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants, we will do what? I said we will do what? We would arise. Someone said, Chobui! Chobui! We would arise and we would build. Is it not a wonderful thing? Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Say, I would arise. Thank God. The one who is going to prosper you is not single spine. When I was reading it, I said, ah, this one, it not be single spinal. This one, it not be, I don't know those offices, wage, fair wages and salaries. I'm not making any comment about them, apart from the fact that they are not the God of heaven. If I wanted to go further, I would have easily said, oh, they are toothless bulldogs, but I won't say that. I won't say that. It's not your boss. I think it's your boss. I don't think it's your boss. Their organization, as soon as the boss dies, the whole thing, you're going to pay your money at some place, saying that after 5 years, you'll get this and that. Huh? Every year, every month, you're paying something. Recently, I was looking at a scheme like that. There's a man who comes from TV, very nicely marketing his company. He said, just come and pay some money. Pay 200 down or 5,000 down. Every month pay this and that. After 5 years, I'll give you a piece of land. And Pastor, you are scaring me. No. Because your faith is in God. And I said to myself, this man looks very enthusiastic. Who has seen that man on TV before? Very enthusiastic. And I said to myself, hey, but these nice plans, if this man were to die, what systems are in place? Is it possible that his nephew will come and say, hey, if you are paid money, Charlie, forget. You go and bring some lawyer, look for some loophole in the contract, and then cancel it. That's why you are making me scared. No. But I want you to put your faith in God. I want you to believe that the one who will prosper you when you decide to arise and build is not a man. It will pass through a man, but it will be the God of heaven. I said the God of what? Heaven. The God of heaven. The God of heaven. The God of heaven. The God of heaven. What would he do? He will prosper us. Therefore, we will do what? We, his servants, we would arise and build. If you believe, you would arise and build. Arise and put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Maria Shakata Kabrukotoya. Yemburukodas. Pray to the Lord and tell the Lord that you are going to arise and build. Speak to the Lord, somebody. Rama Shakata Kabrusukotori Keanda. Shinderiki Brukotori Kebrukotoyanda. Shinderiki Brusukotori Kebrusukotundi. Shina mama zandare mama zondore mama zondori kiara katayanda. Jesus, you said you will build your church. We're going to build with you. We will build with you. We will build with you. Maria sakata kabroso kotori anda. Yebru kotori ki, I pray for everyone here who seems to have lost some strength, who says that, I don't know how, I don't know whether, I don't know when this will work. I speak strength into your sinews. I speak strength into your spirit. I speak strength into your body. From today, may you have a new strength to run where you were walking. May you have a new strength to fly where you were running. May you have a new strength to walk where you were crawling. May you have a strength to push you from your position of instability. I position you this day on a place of strength. I position you this day on a solid rock to stay. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run into it and they are saved. From today, no matter every kind of handwriting that was against you, no matter any kind of opposition, no matter any kind of human record that is against you, I declare, you shall build. You shall build. If it is a land litigation, may you come out with the upper hand. If there's a problem, your finances are locked, I release and I unlock your finances now in the name of Jesus. If it's a problem of fear, I rebuke that spirit of fear and I declare that it has no part in you. From today, may you have the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind resting over you in the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus, every situation that has formed itself as a barrier against you, I tear down every wall of opposition. I tear down every wall of opposition. May you be like Jerusalem that is set on a hill that is impregnable, that cannot be affected. May the fire of Zechariah 2:5, may it go all around you, protecting you from the arrows of the enemy, from the arrows that come to hit your mind, that wants to destabilize you. Rabba Shaka, I pray for somebody. May God give you the power to finish. The power to finish. You have taken a project to a certain point and you are wondering, am I able to bring this project to an end? I speak by the Spirit of God. You shall surely bring that project to an end in the name of Jesus. And you shall start another one in the name of Jesus. Rakata kabrokoto yanda. Rima sikataya kabrosokoto niya. Ngayanda rika sakatanda. Shinda rika brosokoto niya. Father, we worship you. We give you the praise. Every eye closed and every head bowed. I want to pray for you. If you are not born again, God is calling you. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart and is knocking. He said, whosoever shall open, I will come in and I will dine with him. If you don't have Jesus, you can have everything, but you are missing on the greatest gift in life, the gift of salvation. It is a free gift, but it has to be received. You're not born again. This is your opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Every eye closed, wherever you are, if you want Jesus in your life, you have not prayed a prayer saying, Jesus, come into my life. Today I'm praying with you. Lift up your hand if I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you. Say, Pastor, pray with me. God bless you, sister. God bless you. I can see your hand. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I can see your hand. All of you, I want you to pray with me. My sister, I want you to come forward so that we pray. Just come forward, unless you don't want to come. Everybody say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you. You died for me on the cross. You gave your life for my sake. Today, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I'm risen with Christ and seated on the right hand of God the Father. I will build. I will arise and I will build in Jesus' name. Put your hands together and you may take your seats.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Reverend Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210323, 0274-140073, 0242-262-694. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, La, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Thursday evenings, we meet from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. God bless you.